I'm on the track and field team. I practice running after class every day because I will have my last athletic meet soon. I want to win the 100-meter race. A few days ago, I was very tired after a hard practice, and I didn't feel very happy because I could not run very fast that day. I thought, why doesn't my running time get better? I practice very hard every day. Then, my mother came to my room and said, it's time for dinner. After dinner, take a bath and finish your homework. I know you're tired, but keep practicing hard because this is your last athletic meet. I will go to it with your father. I can't wait to see your race. I hope you can win. You don't understand how I'm feeling now. I don't want you to come to the athletic meet, I told my mother. She looked surprised to hear that. I didn't want to say those bad things to her, but the words came out of my mouth. My mother said, okay, I won't go, but please eat your dinner before it becomes cold. And she left my room. That night, I went to bed early without dinner. The next morning, my mother and I didn't say anything at breakfast. My father asked me, did you have a fight last night with your mother? I didn't answer him and just left home. During my practice that day, my teacher came to me and said, your mother was taken to the hospital just now. You should go to the hospital. On the bus to the hospital, I could only think about my mother. It began to rain hard, and my eyes filled with tears at the same time. Mother became sick because I said bad things to her, I thought. In the hospital, my mother was sleeping in her room, and my father was next to her. He said, your mother has been a little sick for a month. She didn't want me to tell you about this because you have an important athletic meet soon. Now she's okay. When I said, I didn't know that, he told me about my mother's feelings. Before I came to the hospital, my mother said to my father, I put Yoko under a lot of pressure when I talked with her last night. I didn't understand how she felt. I cannot go to the athletic meet, but tell her I will cheer for her in the hospital. After my father told me this, I looked at my mother with more tears in my eyes. Then my father said, your mother had a dream last night. In her dream, you were number one in the race. I looked at my mother's face for some time and then asked her, can I really win? She was still sleeping, but I felt she answered, of course you can. Then I looked out of the window. The sun was setting in the beautiful clear sky.